I'm John Kenneth Galbraith. I was born in what was still the British Empire in 1908 in Canada. And on the day of the great stock market crash, I was in college in Canada studying agriculture, and I must say, paying no attention to such matters. A classmate of mine who worked in Detroit told me that there had been a terrific upset on Wall Street, and he had a little money himself, and he said that stocks were so low that he was going to buy some. I did not begin to think of it until much later when I studied economics and recent economic history and became aware of the very great significance of the stock market crash of 1929. Through 1928 and through the early months of 1929, there had been an enormous continuing speculative surge. And then came late October of 1929, when there was a general rush to get out, and dark Thursday, when prices fell down to a fraction of their previous level, and thousands of people were wiped out, and there was a mood approaching panic on Wall Street, which immediately reduced the well-being, income of the people that were involved, and started runs on the banks, and was an active factor in the beginning of the Great Depression. Long lines of people waiting to get to the soup kitchens, unemployed people, undernourishment, broaching on starvation. These were all the visible manifestations of the Great Depression. I particularly remember while I was a student at California, I was sent to do some research in Los Angeles, which involved going around to retail shops. And I stayed at a hotel in downtown Los Angeles. And the terrible experience was of coming out of that hotel. I had very little money. I was a student. Coming out of that hotel and being surrounded by men who had had no place to sleep and needed some money to get a little food for breakfast. The crash and the depression in the United States spread around the world. They spread to my old country of Canada. They spread to the United Kingdom, and the bad times were the prelude to extremist developments in Germany, National Socialism, the Nazis, and in Italy, Mussolini, so that I think we can attribute some part of the terrible tragedy of the second of the two wars to the Depression. One always wonders what we've learned from it and what applies to the present situation. I'm rather unhappy about that. I'm rather a pessimist. I think we learn very badly, very slowly. There is a strong tendency whenever one has a speculative mood to say, well, this is forever. We have entered a new era. Every time you hear somebody say that, you should take cover. And unfortunately, that's something you hear in Wall Street at the present time. This was what one heard in the 17th century and in the 18th century and in the last century. And one should, as I say, always take that as the lesson when one hears the voice of perpetual prosperity, perpetual good times now.